Thank you. We're joined by University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
Scott McKay is away this week. Instead, we're joined by our news director at Rhode Island Public Radio, Elizabeth Harrison. Thank you for joining us, Elizabeth.
My pleasure.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest the mayor of Warwick, Scott Avedishan. Thank you for joining us, Mayor.
Good morning, Ian.
Mayor, let's start with 2018. What are your plans? Will you be seeking re-election as mayor of Warwick or doing something else?
My intent at this point would be to seek re-election.
There's been speculation about you over the years, possibly seeking another office or possibly doing something else. Why are you leaning towards seeking re-election?
Well, I think we've seen the completion of the airport runway project, and now we need to redevelop all of the properties that the airport had acquired, thinking that they might need that for runway extension. That didn't happen, so now we can remarket and redevelop a lot of the city. The Appanock Circulator project is done, so we've seen some big wins on projects that were out there that we wanted to finish, and now it's time to get to the next level.
Well, you know, since I've been here, and I'm a relative newcomer, it's always been, what's the next step for Scott Avedishan? And we've always expected, you know, you probably to run for statewide office. And you've just talked about the fact that, you know, you've completed, you've done all this work, and you're very popular and seem to be very successful. But talking about what's next suggests this is it. I mean, you're here for the long term.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I would say going into 2018, there are three Republican candidates for governor already. I don't think being a fourth, and technically there's four already with Joe Trillo, I don't think being the fifth Republican in that race is helpful to anybody. And certainly not helpful to me, since I like what I'm doing and we're starting to see some real payoff of dividends on investments being made and City Center Warwick coming along and new airlines and new destinations. A lot of that work is starting to really bear fruit.
Elizabeth, we sometimes like to tease Mayor Avedishan about being mayor in perpetuity. What's your perspective on that?
I'm curious, would you ever, not in 2018, but would you be interested in running for governor? We often see people who have successfully run cities going on to seek executive sort of offices like governor. So would that be the position you would seek, or would it be something else?
If I was going to run for something other than mayor, I would run for governor.
Well, let's shift gears. The Rhode Island General Assembly began its 2018 session this week. One of the top questions is the fate of the proposal to build a new Pawsox Stadium in Pawtucket. House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello says he will not support the stadium unless he gets a stronger sense that the public is behind the project. Mayor Avedishan, how do you come down on this? Do you support the idea of a new Pawsox Stadium?
I have sent letters to both the House and the Senate during their initial hearing stage, saying that I think we need to keep the Pawsox in Rhode Island and that...
What makes you say that?
Oh, I think it would be a real black eye to the state to lose the Pawsox. They have been a Rhode Island institution. Ben Mondor, a dear friend, created that whole brand and did so much work. It would be a shame to lose that to another area.
What do you say to people who want to keep the Pawsox here but don't like the idea of using any public borrowing as part of that, that think the ownership group should pay for this themselves?
Then I think you're definitely going to see that they're going to go to another state.
You know, it's interesting because one of the problems we have is I don't think we have a real sense of who actually does support it, how deep the support of the opposition is. All the polls have been like push polls. You know, they raise the money first. So we don't have a good feel. And the curious thing about this is when anything is said and done, there's going to be big pushback.
Right. And Speaker Mattiello says when he is walking his district, what he's hearing is that there's not that much support. I wonder, Mayor Avedishan, are you hearing otherwise in your city?
What I hear most often is people want to do what needs to be done to keep them in Rhode Island. You know, and I know it's difficult for me. Several years ago, I floated out a proposal for where they could come and move to Warwick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in competition with Mayor Grebian. We've already gotten the GAM Theater that's coming to Warwick from Pawtucket, and I don't want to be seen as an opportunist. But I think it's important for our overall fabric of a state to keep the Pawsox in Rhode Island.
Well, it's a new year, and once again, Rhode Island is facing a large budget deficit. Lawmakers need to wipe out a projected $260 million deficit ahead of the start of the next fiscal year in July. Mayor Avedishan, how will cities and towns like Warwick be impacted by this, as well as some of the uncertainty associated with the Trump administration in Washington and how they are impacting states like Rhode Island?
Well, we don't receive a lot of state aid anyway. I suppose if there was a major cut to educational aid, that would affect us. I don't see the governor supporting a cut to educational aid. And other than that, there's not a lot of state aid that we get as pass-through. We get very little in pilot. Remember, the airport is exempt from pilot payments. So the money that we get in state aid really is a small fraction of our overall budget.
And pilot is payment in lieu of taxes, in lieu of property taxes.
Correct. I think my bigger fear will be changes on the federal level that might change our entitlement program for community development block grants that we use for a lot of different purposes in the city, and it's about $1 million a year. That would be more difficult of a change that we would have to absorb.
I got the sense from your legislators that they felt that Warwick is in pretty good shape in the sense of being immune to some of these kind of cuts or threats, as you had mentioned. And I was curious that they were really positive about the fact that with the school rebuilding, the whole infrastructure thing, they looked at it almost as an opportunity. That is, there'll be some consolidation. And they felt that Warwick was in a position to, you know, bond for it, and that your municipality was willing to step up and bear some of the burden, which I thought was very hopeful in terms of where the city is and what can be done with the infrastructure.
We have a very low bonded indebtedness rate for communities. Moody's just took away its negative outlook that it gave us several years ago and said that the economy in Warwick seems to be doing very well. So I think we could well afford, and especially because the state is going to up their contribution, we could be looking at an $85 million refurbishment of all of our school buildings for about $40 million. And I think that would be a good deal for the taxpayers in order to have state-of-the-art facilities. You know, we put maintenance off for a long time. In the schools, the new superintendent and the teachers union both understand that we need to show our commitment to public education by having better facilities.
There's been some storm in Warwick over the a teacher's contract that was reached in October. What is your perspective on these issues, Elizabeth?
Well, I think, you know, we often see as negotiations are coming down to the wire, perhaps, that, you know, you hear some reporting in the press about problems on one side or the other. Usually these things seem to be resolved. But I don't really have a sense, Mayor Avedisian, perhaps you can tell us what was driving the issues, the problems in Warwick. You know, why was it difficult to come to an agreement?
Well, I think because they chose so many different venues to try to reach agreement. They had regular negotiations between the school committee and the teachers union that fell apart. The teachers union went to the labor board. The school committee went to the courts. They both agreed to go to arbitration and mediation.
Right, but what were the sticking points? I mean, is this a sign of some sort of deeper trouble between the teachers and the administrators, or is this just a labor thing that's been resolved?
I think it's now been resolved, but remember, there are changes that were made in arbitration, in the arbitration ruling this year, that changed 40 years' worth of practice in the school system. And I think that's the bigger issue. And both sides were determined that they were going to stick by their guns on some very important points on stay nines and class size and some issues that Warwick was an outlier on as far as what the arbitrator ruled. And I think that they were both serious about they were going to resolve it one way or the other. They were going to continue along that path to get real resolution so that it's not the issue that stalls negotiations 3 years down the road and 6 years down the road and 9 years down the road.
We're out of time, so we've got to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Maureen.
Thank you.
Rhode Island Public Radio News Director Elizabeth Harrison.
Thank you.
And the Mayor of Warwick, Scott Avedisian.
Thanks, Ian.
As usual, you can find a lot more information on our website at ripr.org.